WGLT Normal. Radio Munson serving up some fascinating rhythm tonight with the Kenton Band. Frank Rossellino on trombone, Richie Kamuka on tenor, Lee Konitz the alto guy, Bill Holman on tenor, and Bill Russo's arrangement. That's Bernie Layton playing some piano there. And a good George Williams arrangement of a song you're very familiar with. How High the Moon. Yeah. That's one of those Jackie Gleason bands that he put together, featuring the arrangements of George Williams and Bernie Layton on piano, and a couple of great trumpeters, Roy Eldridge, Little Jazz, and Bobby Hackett playing trumpets on How High the Moon. Should be able to see the moon tonight, now that the sun's down. The forecast is for mostly clear skies tonight, generally clear, but the overnight low is only going to recover to 74. Back up to 88 with some rain tomorrow. Well, here we are on hour number two of Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along this evening. We're going out to Kansas City. Here's a singer that's known in Kansas City because of this song, but she's also known in Los Angeles. It's Madeline Vergari with Ray Anthony's band.
I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of loving there, and I'm gonna get me some. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and by. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and by. Oh, with the Kansas City baby and a bottle of it.
Thank you.
Anthony's Trumpet and his band, and Madeline Bergari, heading to Kansas City. That was Roger Newman, who did the tenor saxophone solo here on Radio Munson with a song from the mid-1950s. I've played several songs from this album called Jazz Spectacular over the years, and I was pleased to see it featured in a blog that it's called Jazz Wax, that Mark Myers, a fine jazz and otherwise writer for the Wall Street Journal, does on a daily basis. And he talked about this particular album. It came out in 1955 on Columbia Records. Frankie Lane had already had proven his chops as a pop singer. He'd recorded for Mercury Records, and he did Mule Train and some of those. And then he came over to Columbia Records, and Buck Clayton wanted to do an album with him, the trumpet player, because he knew Frankie Lane had sung some jazz before. And so that's what Jazz Spectacular is all about. It's sort of a classic album, and you should look into it. The era is rather interesting because the 12-inch LP was just coming into vogue in the mid-1950s. And they decided to do this album on a 12-inch LP with Buck Clayton and his band. He had some good people in the band. J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding were playing trombones, and Hilton Jefferson on alto, Bud Johnson on tenor, and a couple of other good Reeds players. Milt Hinton was the bass player, Bobby Donaldson on drums, and Skeeter Best was the guitarist. The album showcased Frankie in sort of a swinging, free from the sticky confines of the pop trap that he found himself in when he made this bargain, this Faustian bargain, with Columbia A&R head Mitch Miller, who liked all the cutesy things. And Mitch Miller wanted to make him sort of a cowpuncher. You know, Frankie Lane did Rawhide and a bunch of those other things. But on this album, Jazz Spectacular, we got to hear Frankie's jazz potential had he been in better hands and preferably with another label. It's a rather interesting treatment featuring Dickie Wells on muted trombone on a thing that had been around for a while called Until the Real Thing Comes Along.
Mm-hmm.
Great roots and jazz albums, a jazz spectacular. Frankie Lane with Buck Clayton, the trumpeter, and his orchestra. That was what did I say? It was trombonist? Oh, Dickie Wells. Dickie Wells was several good tromboners. Irby Green was part of that album, and J.J. Johnson and Kai Wending, all those guys were part of that legendary recording session in New York. In 1955, at a time when Frankie Lane was playing at the Latin Quarter, one of the great nightclubs. Bibbs Palazzo plays piano for the Hot Sardines. If you're familiar with those guys, you saw them when they were here in town, right? Bibbs Palazzo plays piano. Ms. Elizabeth is the vocalist, does a little rhythm work. And Fast Eddie Francisco tap dances. I kid you not, they have a great contingent of horn players, the Hot Sardines. We'll let Bibbs Palazzo start things off with Honeysuckle Rose.
Honeysuckle Rose, when you're passing by,
flowers droop inside. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose, doped by sugar, no. You just have to touch my cup. Don't need sugar, no. You're sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, your confection, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose, every honeybee fills up with jealousy. I don't blame them, goodness knows.
Honeysuckle rose!
When you go by, flowers droop and sigh. You're much sweeter, I suppose. You just have to tap my cup. So sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your sweet lips, your confection, twinkle toes.
Support for GLT comes from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, providing a weekly calendar of events.
Hi, this is Crystal Howard, Director of the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Here are some of the great events happening in our area this weekend. The Illinois Shakespeare Festival presents 12th Night on Friday and Hamlet on Saturday at the Ewing Cultural Center. On Friday, there will be a Route 66 haunted Bloomington Normal Ghost Walk from 7 to 8:30. The Children's Discovery Museum is hosting Reverse Engineering Week from 10 to 1 on Friday and Saturday. Miller Park Zoo will host a Tools for School Ice Cream Social on Saturday from 12 to 3. The Downtown Bloomington Association's Farmers Market and Artist Alley will be on Saturday featuring locally grown farm products, fine arts, and entertainment. And the Connie Link Amphitheater presents the Heartland Jazz Orchestra on Sunday. For more information on these events or to submit your own event, visit the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau website at visitbn.org.
We'll be right back.
That's Neil Hefti's song called Coral Reef. He recorded that several times. This was a subsequent time to the sort of the breakthrough time for that song. And it was in 1962. Neil Hefti had been a New Yorker and had been doing well in New York. But when Frank Sinatra started Reprise Records out on the left coast, Sinatra asked Neil Hefti to come out and just help him get things organized, maybe spend a year or two producing records, doing the arranging, and until Sinatra could assemble a staff. So Neil Hefti found himself out there meeting all these West Coast musicians, many of whom appeared on this album called Neil Hefti's Jazz Pops Orchestra in 1962. And meanwhile, Hefti was arranging and producing albums for Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Finger Snappers All.
Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing will lead to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. Please not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be absolutely sure. Beware, on your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing will lead to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. For comfort, she's too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware, on your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. And just a little pinch of soda. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. She's much too much. She's too close for comfort.
Sammy Davis Jr. with, that was Marty Paich who did the arranging with his Dectet and a thing recorded out in Los Angeles. Too Close for Comfort. Well, I was too close to a song, a Dave Frischberg song for comfort last week. I was talking about Dave Frischberg and we played something by Rosemary Clooney. It was The Dear Departed Past. And I was talking about what a clever jazz pianist, arranger, composer, lyricist Dave Frischberg is. He's the guy that wrote Sweet Kentucky Ham and My Attorney Bernie. I bet you've heard at least one of those. Here's a song that Diana Krall recorded, playing piano, singing with her usual trio, Russell Malone on guitar, Christian McBride on bass. It's called Peel Me a Grape.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice, you've got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, bejew me, either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine, keep standing by, just entertain me. Champagne me, show me you love me, kid, love me, best way to cheer me. Cashmere me, I'm getting hungry. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Sent out for scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me, just mink me, polar bear rug me, don't bug me, new thunder burn me, you heard me, I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me, just mink me, polar bear rug me, don't bug me, new thunder burden me, you heard me, I am getting hungry. Grape.
Dave Frischberg's song, Diana Krall, with her trio. Here on Radio Munson, you've been watching the Olympics down there in the old karaoke. You know, the word karaoke, it refers to a dance, but it also refers to Rio de Janeiro. I mean, Rio de Janeiro is the karaoke. So we just flash back to 1938 and the great Artie Shaw Band, led by drummer Buddy Rich, a young Buddy Rich, and Artie's clarinet, and the karaoke. Buddy Rich was the guy who was playing a tom-tom drums, and he was vocally spurring that band on as well. Early 1939, actually. I think it was from the Cafe Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. Artie Shaw's clarinet and the karaoke here on Radio Munson. Here's a classic from the great Dinah Washington.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours, bought the sun and the flowers. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that on your menu, what a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
Today's programming is made possible in part by GLT Day sponsors Todd and Corinne Chapman, who are celebrating their 9th wedding anniversary today with their wonderful kids, Ellie and Max. Todd and Corinne are thankful to live in such a generous community and encourage everyone to help support GLT. To learn how you can become a day sponsor, call 309-438-8910 or go to WGLT.org.
That's Gary Irwin's Jazz Orchestra. Gary Irwin, U-R-W-I-N. And Pete Chrisley playing tenor saxophone, Bill Watrous on trombone, and Christian Jacob was a guy playing piano on It Could Happen to You. It could. We're here till 9 o'clock on GLT this evening. By the way, all of our Radio Munson shows are archived. So you go to WGLT.org, click on Music, Radio Munson, and there'll be a little menu of prior shows. You can pick one out and listen to it. Maybe you heard it before. As much as you and I remember things at our age, it'll all seem new to you again. Here's a song that was new in 1911, more than 105 years ago. Bonnie Gibson does honors from New Orleans.
Come, sweetheart mine, don't sit and pine. Tell me of the cares that make you feel so blue. What have I done? Answer me, hon. Have I ever said an unkind word to you? Why do you grieve? Try and believe. Life is always sunshine when the heart beats true. Banish your fears, smile through your tears. When you're sad, it makes me feel the same. Your fears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until that sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
That's a bunch of New Orleans folks, Bonnie Gibson doing the vocal, and that was Duke Heitker playing trumpet, Tom Fisher on tenor saxophone, David Sager is the trombonist, David Bodinghouse on piano, and on Jeff Hamilton, who's recorded with every great jazz band that's been around, any shade of jazz. Jeff Hamilton is playing drums. My Melancholy Baby, 1911 is when that was written. Ernie Burnett composed the music, and I forget who did the lyrics. It was another guy that did the lyrics, but Ernie Burnett composed the music in 1911. And a few years later, he found himself in the Army, and he was wounded fighting during the First World War. And as a result of that, he lost his memory altogether, and he lost his dog tags also. So he didn't know who he was. He didn't remember what had happened to him. And they couldn't figure out who he was because his dog tags had been lost. So they put him in a hospital, and he was recruiting in a hospital, and a pianist was entertaining the patients with popular tunes of the day. And one of them was Melancholy Baby. And Ernie Burnett rose from his sickbed and said, "That's my song." He'd regained his memory. True story. He went on to have an orchestra and had a music publishing business. He lived, I think, until 1959. Here's a song from 1924 done by the Pasadena Roof Orchestra this time around.
Hose, silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, I just can't believe that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, 'cause you're nobody's sweetheart now.
James Langton was a guy who, he was one of the founding members of the Pasadena Roof Orchestra and did a lot of the vocals. There he is. Played a little banjo. He also could play ukulele if the situation required it. James Langton. 1924. Nobody's sweetheart now. Yeah. I brought in some Sinatra to play tonight. Nelson Riddle and Sinatra had done four albums before they did Songs for Swingin' Lovers. I think it was in 1956 that they did the album. It had to be Sinatra's Best with Nelson Riddle. One of the songs they did was written by Richard Whiting with lyrics by Johnny Mercer.
You're just too marvelous for words like glorious, glamorous in that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
You're much, you're too much, and just too very, very to ever be, to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're marvelous. Too marvelous for words.
Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle. What a combination. I'm posting a little picture of Sinatra and Nelson Riddle, so check it out. It's one of Nelson's guys, Larry Bunker, playing vibes. Nelson Riddle's orchestra closes with Darn That Dream. It's been a long time since I've heard that song. I don't know about you. Jimmy Van Heusen wrote that song with Eddie DeLange. Yeah. Darn That Dream, Nelson Riddle. On WGLT Normal, closing out another Radio Munson. I'm going to take my leave now, and we'll do an NPR News update. And then Evening Jazz keeps on cooking tonight. Clear skies the rest of the night, but a lot of rain tomorrow, the way it appears now. About an 80% chance of showers. Some of them could be rough in the afternoon tomorrow. Have a great weekend. Stay dry. Cool off a little bit. And I'll see you next Thursday night with another Radio Munson. Thanks for listening.